Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be giving the Skate Committee report. So the Skate Committee and the advisory panel met jointly on September 1st. They met to receive the outcome of the PDT's task to develop improvements to the data used in skate specifications, in-season monitoring, and year-end catch accounting, to receive the 2022 annual skate annual monitoring report for fishing year 2021, including the data improvements developed, and recommend 2023 council work priorities. The PDT has met once in August on these topics, so today's report plan is that council staff will review the outcome of the PDT task on data improvements and present the monitoring report. Then the committee has a motion slash consensus statement regarding the PDT's task on data improvements for council consideration. And with that, I think I'll turn it over to Rachel.
All right, so I'm going to take this opportunity to remind everybody there's missing one committee request form. If anybody has any other business, please let me know about it. And anybody that wants to speak under public comment after lunch, please make sure you notify us. Okay, I got that out of the way. Dr. Feeney.
Okay, thank you. Clicker found. We're going to tag team this again with my colleague, Ms. Kutcher. I'll be working through part A of the discussion where we talk through the task we had on your priority to consider improvements to how ABC is calculated, specification formula, and the catch accounting to better account for known sources of catch. Field questions on that, then Jenny will walk you through the annual monitoring report where we use the methods that were developed to present the updated data, but that also report includes a comparison of data with old and new methods, so you can see the differences there. So you can refer to the early part of the report describes in documents what I'm going to step through in the next few slides. So to address this charge from the council, and I should say this need was really identified and percolating among the plan team for the last couple of years and was brought forward to the committee. And so thank you to the council for agreeing to allow us time to work on these issues. First steps in this process, we took a look at what I'm calling the skate management cycle, which I'll have the next slide will describe that. But we identified in each phase of that cycle how the skate data are treated and identified areas of inconsistency, particularly with recreational data, data from research trips, non-landed bait, also called vessel-to-vessel transfers, what we consider to be state catch, as well as discards. We took a look at the in-season quota monitoring and the year-end catch accounting. Developed solutions together for more consistency throughout that cycle, and we, you know, identified the scope of really where the PDT could move forward with decision making and where we needed to get input and collaboration with the center and with the regional office. So the plan team in the regulations has latitude for deciding what is deducted from the annual catch target and how that is defined. Right now we have a subtraction of expected dead discards and state landings, as you can see on that figure. And we made recommendations to NOAA Fisheries for the data that's used in setting reference points and in the quota monitoring and catch accounting. Those changes have been agreed to by those offices at this point. So briefly, you know, the skate management cycle, you know, similar for many of our fisheries here, where we start with our setting of the ABC, in from that work goes on within the center, where they, you know, take the fishery catch data, the survey indices, dead discards that we use to develop ABC. We draft specifications with a control rule through the council process, set those deductions, the flow chart. Those are specifications are agreed to, and then those are passed on to the regional office where they monitor the fishery in season. They're getting in, bringing in data from ACCSP. They're tracking landings against the federal TAO. They're implementing our in-season AMs if they need to. And then year-end, they're tabulating how the fishery did with catch compared to the ACL and implementing any postseason measures if needed. So within that cycle, we identified regarding recreational catch some inconsistencies. So when this FMP started 20 years ago, recreational catch was considered non-existent at that time. That catch was not included in how in the calculation of ABCs, and there's no specific deduction for recreational catch within specifications. However, we have been seeing an increase in recreational catch in recent years, such that they were more on the order of 10 to 32% of that uncertainty buffer deduction. So in addition, even though that catch data was not included in the ABC setting, it has been included in the catch during year-end ACL accounting. So it's being counted against the ACL and used towards triggering accountability measures, even though it hadn't been used to set the ACL in the first place. So we have the solutions we've developed is to add recreational catch into the ABC calculations. We'll be doing that next year for specifications for 24 and 25. And we'll be making a specific recreational catch deduction from the ACT during the specifications process, using the most recent three-year average of recreational catch, which is a similar approach to how the other deductions are calculated. Regarding research catch, this catch is very small, but it has been included in the past in the data that's used to calculate the ABC. There's been no specific deduction. It's just kind of considered within that uncertainty buffer. It's been very small. In the year-end catch accounting, here's the rub. It has been included if it's in the dealer database and it's in that commercial landings tally year-end. But if it's been excluded, if it's only reported via vessel trip reports, there was a decision along the way that the commercial landings would focus on dealer data rather than reports, landings that are coming in only via VTR has been excluded from ACL counting. So we have recommended that all VTR-only reported data be included in the year-end catch accounting, and that we will continue as a plan team to track the research catch. Currently, it is just 1% of that buffer. It's pretty small, so we didn't feel like a specific deduction from the catch target is needed at this time, but it's something that we'll monitor moving forward. On this non-landed bait, otherwise known as vessel-to-vessel transfer, these are landings that are not in the dealer database because they're going vessel-to-vessel, but they are reported on vessel trip reports. It's been included in calculating the ABC. Landings are monitored in season against the bait TAO, contributing to triggering in-season AMs. But at year end, it is excluded from the ACL accounting, not triggering postseason AMs again because VTR only reported data had been excluded. So again, recommending that that be included in year end accounting, especially in this case because it's being monitored against the in season TALs. Kind of the biggie for us to get our thoughts around aligned and understanding what's been going on here is in the state catch. So state and federal landings have been identified within the system based on whether the landings are with a six-digit permit number, not necessarily whether the landings were under state or federal regulations. So the first time you get a federal permit, you're assigned a six-digit permit number. However, the SCATE permit can be added or dropped year to year. So you can get a federal SCATE permit and then you can drop it at some later point and you still have that six-digit permit number that your landings were considered federal, even though maybe you didn't have a federal SCATE permit. So this state landings deduction in the specifications process and the year-end catch accounting has been, the deduction is a three-year average of the year-end accounting number. And that number has been just the landings by permits equal to zero. So those are the landings by permits that, by vessels that never had a federal fishing permit in the past. For in-season quota monitoring, if a vessel had any fishing permit, any federal fishing permit on the day of landing, not necessarily a SCATE permit, then their SCATE landings were counted against the federal TAL. So for solutions we've identified for in-season TAL monitoring, we're recommending that only landings with a federal SCATE permit be monitored against the federal SCATE TAL. Year-end catch accounting, recommending that the state landings definition will be changed to landings without a federal SCATE permit rather than landings by permit equals zero. Also suggesting that the commercial landings bucket in accounting be changed to renamed to federal commercial landings to make that distinction a little more clear. And then for the specifications setting, we would use that newly defined state landings in year-end catch accounting for the landings for that deduction. Another inconsistency in the specification setting, all of our deductions that we've been using, or the specifications are generally based on calendar year data, except for the state landings deduction, these permit equals zero landings, those were fishing year data. So we're aligning that to use calendar year data to just keep that consistent in the formula. Arguably confusing. Took us 2 years to figure out what was going on. Regarding dead discards, the issues have been that the regional office and the center have been using two different methods for calculating dead discards. Apart from just using calendar year for the assessment, fishing year for the ACL accounting, there have been differences in the assumptions and data treatments, data sources, weightings, extrapolations. This is why we're having this whole, you know, revision to the CAMS process to try to provide some more unity there, but gets difficult at the plan team level to compare actual discards with what has been specified for a given year with these two different methods and known to produce different outcomes. So it's hard to manage in that scenario. So, you know, we're hoping this transition to CAMS will address this issue. But that's, you know, yet to be determined, and we don't know the timeline for when we'll really be able to use that data. So we just decided on this particular issue to postpone any further plan team work on resolving those discrepancies until CAMS is in place, and maybe there's some larger solutions that we can adopt for skates. So I'll stop there, and again, if you have questions about the differences of data, Jenny will present those in the next coming slides.
Any questions for Dr. Feeney? From the council? Mr. Pierdenock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your presentation. I'm just curious on what part of the country the recreational landings are occurring for skate, by state in general. Thank you.
Good question. And the committee had that same question. Jenny has a slide on that. So if you could pause your question till after Jenny's slides, that might help us.
Anybody else? Mr. Alexander.
I just wanted to say the initial work on Amendment 8 kind of showed what a tangled mess the whole catch web of skate is. And I think the PDT and staff have done a masterful job of kind of sorting out a logical approach to the catch counting. So good job.
Mr. Bellavance.
Thank you. I'm wondering also along the lines of what Mike Pierdenock was getting at is if there's, if you know the discard mortality rate for skate in the recreational fishery.
Pause that again until after Jenny's slides.
Okay, anybody else? Anybody in the public? Doctor? Ms. Couture?
So I'm just going to walk you through how we put what Rachel described into practice this annual monitoring report for fishing year 2021. So the charge is to provide annual updates to the survey indices, fishery landings and discards, reevaluation of stock status, determination of whether any accountability measures needed to be triggered, and then any changes to other fishery management plans that may impact the skate resource. So in terms of stock status, these six species listed on your screen right now are not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. We included a percent change from the previous specification cycles, and you'll see some of them did decline quite a bit, but still under the threshold for triggering any overfishing determination. The one species that is and continues to be overfished is thorny skate. No overfishing is occurring. Thorny skate is only 3.6% of the BMSY target. There is a 25-year rebuilding plan in place, and that rebuilding plan deadline is approaching, deadline of 2028. The species has been overfished since 2003 when skate FMP was put into place. Possession and landing of thorny skate is prohibited until the stock is rebuilt. So in terms of the in-season skate monitoring report, Rachel went through the old method versus the new method. You'll see the old method in red, and that was during for active federal permit on day of landing. So any active federal permit. The change that we made this year shows in green is any active federal skate permit on day of landing. And you'll notice some of the difference in the values for the wing fishery of about 200,000 pounds. For the year-end annual catch limit accounting, again, the old method is on top, and you'll see the change for the federal commercial landings bucket and also the state permitted only vessel landings. And that gets at the whether the skate permit was on the day of landing or not. We also included a separate deduction for the skate non-landed bait, so those vessel-to-vessel transfers included in the bottom calculation. So I list here some changes to the other fishery management plans potentially impacting skate. I'm not going to go through each one of these, but just so you're aware, we included information on northeast multi-species, scallop, monkfish, herring, spiny dogfish, wallago squid, summer flounder, scut black sea bass, and also habitat. We kind of streamlined it this year just to include the most recent framework actions. So as some of you had asked earlier and during the APA and committee meeting on September 1st, we included some information on recreational catch data. So all skate species are included in the recreational catch estimates, including those that are prohibited, namely thorny skate. We didn't dig into the details in the data more, but it's likely that thorny skate accounts for minimal amount, but we would need to delve into this deeper. All trips where skate are caught are included in the recreational catch estimate. MRIP does allow you to differentiate between target versus incidental landings, but that differentiation wasn't included. All skates for all trips are included in the recreational catch data estimate. Most catch occurred during the summer months, with increasing amounts in the fall, the September-October wave, in more recent years. There are data by individual state and federal waters, and per, I think it was Mr. Bellavance's question about discard mortality rates, 50% assumed rate for total dead discards. We are able to calculate the proportion of skate caught and released versus kept. This calculation wasn't done, but could be done in the future. The MRIP methodology was brought up during the AP and committee meeting, and any calibration estimates that were done to see if the increase in rec catch in more recent years was due to that methodology change. That calibration is included and available on the MRIP website. I will note that a lot of the recreational catch data for skates and potentially other species as well is highly uncertain, as I'm sure many of you are aware. So I hope that answers some of the questions that were brought up that you all discussed during the AP and committee meeting. There's a couple more slides, but I might hand it over to Rachel.
Yeah, and as we are next year setting a recreational catch deduction, we expect to have more information in the specs action next year about the fishery for sure, to get to know that source of catch better. So just to, that last slide wasn't in the annual monitoring report, but it was just provided based on the committee's ask for more info today. So to wrap up the report regarding plan team guidance for managing the fishery, first of all, just a reiteration of the guidance that's been provided for the last 10 years, that we really need to think more carefully about thorny skate rebuilding or lack thereof, and think about what measures may be appropriate to foster rebuilding. The annual monitoring report 2 years ago noted that there needs to be clear skate quota monitoring and catch accounting. We did thankfully accomplish that this year, but we still need to stay on top of data quality issues. We still struggle with data issues in this fishery, anomalies that need to get resolved. So that's an ongoing work for our team. We are hopefully having a skate assessment next summer that will inform specifications, and that will, in that process, they'll be examining methods for ensuring that all catch components are included in the assessment. One potential change to consider for management is currently we have a possession limit restriction for barn door skate. I think it can comprise no more than 25% of landings on a trip. And then also smooth skate possession is prohibited. Both of those stocks have been declared rebuilt a few years back now, so the council could consider expanding possession for barn door and allowing possession for smooth skate. So that's it for that report. So the committee consensus statement is here up on the screen. I'll maybe turn it back to Mr. Oshefsky at this point.
Thanks, Rachel. Mr. Chair, do you want me to read that statement into the record?
Is there any questions on the presentation before we put the motion into the record? Mr. Pierdnock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned that all recreational catch was included. With the MREP program, all that is caught is used for effort, and then selectively they use, based on dockside intercepts, the rest of the data for the assessment. So I'm assuming that's the process that was followed. I just would like clarification as that was the case. In addition, the National Academy of Sciences earlier this year, was the year before, I'm mixing up my years, but concluded that PSEs greater than 50% would be thrown out. So has that been done? And then also, I mentioned earlier, and maybe you don't have it, that where is this catch occurring state by state? Because up here, I'm not aware of many taking them, primarily meaning not being caught and taken home to eat them. So that process within itself is going to lead to high PSEs, and then how that's interpreted and used can lead to trouble. In addition, maybe there's a scientific name that's on the MREP page that I'm on right now. I'm trying to find skate, and I can't find it in order to look by a state-by-state breakdown. So I know I threw a bunch of questions out there, and hopefully you can help me. Thank you.
Sure, I can answer your last question first. So you have to, on the MREP database, you have to add manually the skate species by individual species. I can help you with that during the break. And by state, I was just pulling up the 2021 values. Though they are highly uncertain and greater than that 50% PSE, New Jersey and Rhode Island are the two states with the most rec landings. I believe your other question was the PSE greater than 50%. Those, I believe, are included in those estimates, but I can triple check. I'm looking at the underlying data, and they are included in the values. And then with the dockside intercept methodology, I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm not sure. I assume that methodology was done, but I'll have to double check.
Mr. Pierdnock.
No, thank you. Just some clarification. Since PSEs are supposed to be thrown out above 50, will that take place with this or will it not? Because it's definitely going to have an impact on the results.
In looking at the underlying data, they are included, but I'll have to triple check.
Anybody else? Anybody from the public? Mr. Olszewski.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll read the committee's consensus statement to the record. Committee concurs with and commends the PDT on the comprehensive approach developed and implemented with the assistance of NOAA Fisheries for assembling the data used for setting reference points, in-season quota monitoring, and year-end catch accounting.
Okay, thank you very much. This is not a motion, it's a consensus statement. It's commending the PDT. The council just can acknowledge the work of the PDT by consent, if that's what we would like to do. That's what I would like to do. So is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay. The council acknowledges the motion by consent. Mr. Olszewski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe that concludes the skate committee report.
Okay, very good. So it is now 10 minutes to 1. Can we be back at 2 o'clock, please? And before we leave, I want to thank Mr. Rauch for being here with us for a couple of days, and we appreciate your support and your guidance. So thank you very much, and have a safe trip home. 2 o'clock.